This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in on any of the cases that we talk about here? We would love to hear from you. The phone number is 888-554-5537. 888-5-KILLER. Easy to remember it that way. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on this edition of the program. And it's open lines, and we are taking some of those calls. Let's hear your thoughts. Hi.
Hey, Tony. This is Drew from Iowa. I just had some thoughts as I listen in on all the daily testimony from the Lori Daybell case. And I just keep on wondering, if you have a good defense attorney on, one of your guests, why do they keep on putting defense attorney John Thomas as a cross-examiner for the expert witnesses? And the reason I ask is because every time he goes up against an expert witness, he just sounds like an idiot. Sorry to say it that way, but he just sounds outmatched. He is clearly out of his wheelhouse and trying to question anybody when it comes to science, biology, even religion. And it just seems like he's trying to make his point by being condescending and insulting to them, but he's clearly outmatched on the intelligence level. And I just don't understand what the point of what the defense is trying to do is by putting him up there against them, because it just seems like he tries to go up there with a point and he gets shut down every single time because he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Anyway, I'd love to get the thoughts of you or any of your defense attorney experts on the line. Thank you.
I 100% agree, but what is the answer to this? How the hell do you defend this woman? I think that's what it comes down to. I don't know that there is a defense. So they're trying to confuse, they're trying to poke holes, they're trying to see what sticks, and there's not a lot that will check those boxes, quite honestly. There was one the other day where they were talking to the DNA expert about the 1 in 72 million chance of Lori's hair and DNA matching another human being. And he was trying to poke holes in that, and it was almost comical because it was very rudimentary the way that he was talking about things. Well, do you... You know, it's, you know, there's all these different factors in a human body, right? And he was being very bizarre in the way he was describing things. It was just like picking things out of the air. And the expert, the DNA expert, every single time was like, well, no, that's not really how that works. And here's, you know, the flat out math of what this is. I don't know. I don't know what their strategy is. I don't know that they honestly have a strategy per se, but they're trying to do the best with the tools they've been given. And the tools they've been given is not even a toolbox. They've been given like a stapler.
I have might be a stupid question.
Yeah.
And I probably know the answer to this, but I don't. Is she using public defenders? Because she really doesn't have the means to hire top-notch criminal defense attorneys. Mm-hmm. So are they public defenders?
As far as I'm aware, they are.
So, you know, if that's the case, once again, just what you just said. But by having inadequate public defense, that just opens up the next trial.
It opens it up for appeals, but I think they are adequate, though, quite honestly. It is being led by a very seasoned defender, and his name eludes me at this moment of recording, but the gentleman who's been doing a lot of the cross is not that lead. The lead has gone up several times, and he seems to be very good. The other one, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how anyone goes into this. How do you go up there? I mean, I think half the time they should just wave cross because I don't even know what they're going to be doing. And if you've noticed, they have done that several times. The only times that they haven't has been where there may be the possibility to confuse a member of the jury, which to a lot of us goes, that'll take a lot. You'd be surprised. People aren't the brightest. There's a lot of ways to confuse people. I just think it comes down to that. I was talking with an attorney yesterday about this, and I said, what do you think the strategy is here with the defense once they come up? We've seen them on cross. It's been very kind of hard to get an idea what their defense is of Lori because they haven't really defended her very well. And her response is, well, they probably, they're keeping their cards close to their vest and this and that. And I said, are they? I mean, I guess that's what we all, would want in a defense. But are they really? Is that like just kind of the illusion that we're all holding back going, oh, there's more behind the curtain that we haven't seen yet? Or are they just really shooting from the hip because every single day they don't know what to expect? And quite honestly, I don't know how you defend this person. I've talked to some of the best defense attorneys in the country on this, and nobody has any idea on like what would legitimately work. There's like, I would do this, I would do that, but probably wouldn't, hold much ground.
Maybe the idea is just to throw out, and they might be kind of stupid comments or questions, but the more they throw out, they might be planting some kind of seed of doubt.
That's what they're trying to do. Yeah. You just throw out, see what sticks, because there's so much damning evidence here against her that's all you can do. There isn't a clear path to show anything. I mean, even if you go down the line of, well, she wasn't physically there, then boom, guess what? Your hair's on the duct tape. Which, and I've been playing devil's advocate on that one for a little while, saying, okay, I have duct tape in my drawer, in the junk drawer of our home, and I'm bald, but I would guess if you were to go through that thing of duct tape, you'd probably find a hair of mine on it.
For some kind of DNA.
Something, because it collects those sort of things. I said, so I don't know how solid that piece is, but whether she was there or not doesn't even make a damn bit of difference because we already have her on tape recognizing that her children were dead when there was still a search going on for them, talking about needing to move on at some point, even though the kids are actively missing when she's saying that.
She deserves to be happy.
She deserves to be happy. There's nothing. I don't know how on earth you defend this person, but I tell you what, if her defense comes out and somehow gets her exonerated, that will be the most popular defense attorney in the nation for a long period of time if you're able to get Lori Vallow Daybell off on this, because there is no clear path to do such a thing.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
So,
but I think that whole idea is just if they can get one person on the jury to start questioning and doubting something by questioning the science, that's what they need.
I know. And that's the thing. It's like questioning the science. Like some of these, talk about some of the most irrefutable facts, though, is the science. You can argue a religion. You can argue a belief system. You can argue faith. You can't argue the science. It's just a fact on what some of these statistics are based on the data and the research and the science behind it. But there's plenty of people who do, who do like to question science. So I think that may be part of the strategy in that. You want to weigh in with your questions, comments? We'd love to hear it. 888-5-KILLER. 888-554-5537.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You like the podcast, press subscribe wherever you download it so you don't miss any of our updates and discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.